Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
Friends, good morning. So today's a special Mass for a few reasons. It's the last Mass that we have before Easter break, which means for four of our Sacred Heart friends, this is the last Mass, school Mass, before they become Catholic, right? So we got Sophia. Where are you, Sophia? Eighth grade. Rachel, your sister. Where's Rachel? Rachel, all the way in the back. And we got Gage, fifth grade. Where is Gage? Here? Somewhere? Where? He's over here. Okay. And then and Carly. Carly, you here? There. Okay, so these four friends, this Easter Vigil, just in a few days, they're going to become Catholic. Isn't that pretty awesome? Give them a round of applause. It's also Coleman's birthday, pretty big stuff. Make sure you wish him a happy birthday. So here's what I want to do today for this for our last school Mass before Easter break. We have these beautiful readings. In particular, I want us to look at this psalm that we just prayed together. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Everyone say covenant. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. In the first reading, we hear God making his covenant with Abraham, and he changes his name from Abram to Abraham, and he makes these wild promises to him that through Abraham, there will be this universal blessing that will come to everybody through all time. Wild, huge promises. The Lord remembers his covenant forever, forever. At every single Mass you go to, every single Mass, regardless of the readings, you hear the word covenant. During the Eucharistic prayer, when the priest is praying, whether it's me or Father Joe or any other priest, we hold up the chalice, and we say what Jesus did and what he said the night of the Last Supper, where he says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. The new covenant in my blood. The new and eternal covenant. Eternal. Say eternal. Does eternal mean a little bit of time or for forever? Forever. That this is the covenant that will last forever. All throughout the Old Testament, there was a bunch of different covenants that God made. He made a covenant, a relationship with Noah and his family after the fall, after Adam and Eve separated themselves off from God. God made a new covenant with Noah and his family. Through this promise, he's trying to unite Noah and his family back to God, but Noah doesn't keep the covenant. Then he makes this covenant that we heard in the first reading with Abraham, bringing them back together, but they break the covenant. God then calls Moses, and he makes a new covenant with Moses and the Israelites, but they don't keep the covenant. Then he makes a covenant with David, a new covenant, a new promise. But does David keep the covenant? No or no? No, he doesn't. So all throughout the Old Testament, you have God making these covenants with his people. The word covenant means bond, relationship, union. It's God's way of trying to bond himself, to make relationship, to be united with humanity. Everyone go like this. This represents God. This represents humanity. Go like this. The covenant is God uniting humanity to himself like this. But with each of these covenants, with Noah, it's broken. With Abraham, it's broken. With Moses, it's broken. With David, it's broken. The relationship keeps getting broken. God promises, I'm going to make a new an eternal covenant, a covenant that won't be broken. And he says to us in this psalm, the Lord remembers his covenant forever. It's God's way of making a promise to us. At the Last Supper, when Jesus makes this new covenant, this new and everlasting covenant, this new and eternal covenant, what Jesus has done at the Last Supper, he says, I've poured out all my love. I've given you everything. I hold nothing back. Like, this is who I am for you. I will never withhold myself from you. I will always give myself, pour myself out. All of my love is always available to you. I hold nothing back. This is the promise he makes to you, to us, forever. This is so significant because oftentimes in our relationships, friendships, or you know, things like that, what we end up doing is, what often happens is, within a friendship, someone might do something that really hurts us. Someone might say something that really bothers us or really wounds us. A harsh word, or maybe they exclude us for something, or they have a party and we don't get invited. Like, we get, all throughout our lives, we get treated in ways that hurt us. And what we often will sometimes do is we will kind of step back. We put up walls. We create distance. That's just not what God does. Regardless of our sins, He never pulls back. He never puts up walls. He never withholds Himself. He's always giving. Like, I remember I was in the seminary, and I remember where I was sitting in the chapel. I can't remember exactly what year it was. But I remember sitting there and just being flooded with this realization that, God, I can't do anything to make you love me more. Like, I can't impress you in such a way that, like, okay, maybe you love me here yesterday because I was doing pretty good and I'm doing really good today. Now you love me here. I realize, like, I can't do anything to make you love me more. And I can't do anything to make you love me less. You can't add anything to infinity. You can't subtract anything from infinity. It's just infinity. It's always coming at you. Like, God, I can't make you love me more, and I can't make you love me less. What I was realizing, what I hope that we can realize today going into Holy Week, is God never shuts down. He's always pouring Himself out. He never withholds any of His love. He remembers His covenant forever. So when we forget who we're supposed to be, when we wander off the path, God does not look at us and say, well, forget you. I mean, I tried. God looks at us and says, I've never forgotten who I've promised to be. Like, friends, we have a God and we have a Father in heaven who keeps His promises. We have a Father who perfectly keeps His promises. We have a good Father who doesn't relate to us like, okay, well, your good behavior is what really makes me love you. No, we have a God who loves us in a way that we can't even fathom. We have a God and a Father who keeps His promises, who is always there, who always shows up, who's always pouring out love. And He reveals Himself in and through Jesus. Like, every single day, the Scriptures say His mercies are new every day. His love is new for us every single day. He remembers His covenant forever. You and I, we often so forget. We forget His love. We forget who He promises that He's going to be. We get in this mindset that we think, man, I really screwed up, or I keep screwing up. God, it must be the case that you love me less, or that you're disappointed in me now, that you're like keeping score, like you're some Olympic sideline judge. You're just there like marking deductions. It's like, I remember my covenant forever. I promised you. He's saying, I promised you, I will never stop loving you. I will never stop pursuing you. I will never stop running after you. I will never stop choosing you. I will never stop offering you grace. I will never stop offering you another chance. I will never stop, is what He's saying. I will never stop. He remembers His covenant forever. Friends, in this Mass, at every single Mass, we enter into that covenant. Every single Mass, we receive His promise. Like, in the Eucharist, He gives you everything. In the Eucharist, He gives you Himself. In the Eucharist, He gives you every grace and blessing in His heart. Everything that He has to give, He gives. Like, if there was more, think about this. If there was a better gift that He could give, he would give it. But there's nothing more. There's nothing better than him, his very self. He said, I want to give you the best. I want to give you everything. And he does every single Mass. He takes the massive, infinite gift of heaven and he condenses it down into this tiny little thing that looks like a little circle of bread. All of the love of heaven squeezed into a tiny piece of bread. All of God's heart that created a universe that holds everything in being, he squeezes, hides in a tiny piece of bread. And then he does this. He goes, the body of Christ, he gives it to you. Because he remembers his covenant forever. He doesn't have moods. He doesn't sometimes fall out of love with us. He's not sometimes interested and sometimes too busy for us. He's always available, always giving, always pouring out. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Today he's remembering his covenant again for you. The promises that he made, he's keeping them for you. Because we have a good Father who remembers this covenant forever. Amen?